You're listening to Our Given Purpose, the podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. I am Tori, your host, and I'm here to help you clarify, organize, and prepare. Let's cop our purpose. I am so honored and excited to be joined by our special guest, Elizabeth Owusu, an incredibly gifted young woman of God. We are meeting Elizabeth, the founder of the Christian blog Gracefully Broken, at the beginning of her journey this season of preparation. We chat a little about her current circumstances and how she feels her purpose will make a great impact on this world. I love a Beauty from Ashes revival, and that is exactly what Elizabeth has done. She created the website and blog Gracefully Broken, and I quote, during the most destructive season of her life. Through God's great grace and mercy, Elizabeth was transformed and her perspective shifted. She realized that God wanted to use her pain to elevate His kingdom. She wants us to ask our Lord, "What do you want me to do with this?" So who is this young woman full of faith and walking with the thorn of anxiety? She is Elizabeth Owusu, college student studying at Virginia Tech University, majoring in political science and sociology. I am proud to introduce her to you, family of purpose. Please check the show notes to visit her website, Gracefully Broken, where Elizabeth shares an intimate perspective of what her life has evolved into through God. All the links are conveniently located in the show notes. 2 Corinthians 12:8 through 9 says, "Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time He said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. Now, let's sit back and listen to episode 6 of season 4, Overcoming by Grace, an interview with special guest Elizabeth Owusu on Our Given Purpose, the podcast.
I am a sophomore at Virginia Tech, majoring in political science and sociology, with the hopes of after undergrad going to law school and becoming a civil rights attorney. I'm also the owner of Gracefully Broken, a Christian center blog that is newly launched, just launched in March. And the purpose of my blog is to encourage people who went through pain and who are currently going through pain or going through pain now to God's purpose in their pain, because I named it Gracefully Broken. Pain and struggle and situations, He doesn't do it like the world does to destroy us, to bring us down, to hold us back, but to reveal His greatest purpose for us. I want to encourage people through my stories and through my blog to look past, how can this give you glory because I went through this? And how can I touch other people through my story? So I just want to encourage people to share their stories.
You know, how did those two things even come together as far as, you know, what you wanted to become and then also proclaiming the message?
I first started out in college and majoring in criminology and sociology, which specifically Virginia Tech is similar. Like, it's very easy to major in those two things. And I actually got the opportunity to talk to a civil rights attorney last semester, and she told me that. So she encouraged me to major in political science. I was like, okay, Lord, you gave me this opportunity. Let me see if this person is what she's saying is true. I ended up majoring in political science, adding that major, which I completely love. It was the best decision. I'm so thankful I made that decision. But it's been interesting, especially because a lot of my classes are class discussion based. And a lot of the things, it's very cut and dry. The law system, legal system, at least from what I'm learning in class, is very facts-based. Leaves no room for sympathy. So for me, with my message especially, because I want to work with those who are low income, eventually I want to get to a point where I offer my legal services for them with very low charge to help those, especially those who are wrongfully accused and who a lot of the times end up in these situations because they don't have the proper legal counsel, because they can't afford it and are not knowledgeable about the law. So my overall mission is to own a nonprofit. I'm going to claim that I want to own a nonprofit that works with low-income families. Yes. And not only helping them with my legal services, but educating their families on the legal system. I watch a lot of documentaries on a lot of this stuff, not only in my classes, my personal time, and just seeing how, of course, the victim is affected, how the families are affected through going through this draining process, not knowing a lot about it, not having the need to it, those who have like other children, dealing with the other children. So just all that stuff, I want to be an encouraging person to them, saying, you know what, even if it doesn't end up in our favor, even if something does happen, I want to be the lawyer who's encouraging, who's praying for people who I'm working with. And although I know it may be a really overwhelming task to pray for everybody, just to know that the Lord is leading me to work with the people who I'm supposed to work with.
Some of our core questions and what we normally ask on the podcast, you've already told us who you are and what you're about and how you will change the world in what God has already given you because of your purpose. So, speaking of purpose, what one word sums up your purpose?
Overcoming. Because that's how my purpose was revealed to me. Through overcoming a really tough season in my life and overcoming these strongholds that were a part of years and habits and just a lot of things I had to overcome to get to who I am today and who I'm going to continue to be. So that's the one where I use overcome, because that's how all this was birthed, through overcoming something. And had I not overcome a tough season, had I stayed in that season, had I not taken the time to seek the Lord in those seasons, I would not be this person. I would not be doing Gracefully Broken. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. It's just amazing to see your generation coming out and wanting to flourish and wanting to speak life and to encourage and overcome and show how you did it through your story. So that is incredible and a powerful testament to how God is continuing to work. He's still working. If there was, as far as what you've written so far, any of your stories that you just want people to go look at this one, because this one is the one that maybe took me the longest to write. It was almost the most painful, but prayerfully it will impact or inspire.
It was the most painful to write about my thorn. So anxiety, a weakness that I have, which is a weakness I've been struggling with for a long time. And it's definitely held me back from doing things and fulfilling my purpose in the kingdom, especially when I was younger. It was something that took me out of singing choir because I couldn't deal with the anxiety I felt every time I had to sing. So I have not sung in choir for, I can't even remember how long, like my church choir. And I refuse, like people have asked me to do it. And I just, I'm just like, thank you. No, I don't have the voice. I just, the anxiety, it was the hardest to write because it's very personal to me. It's not something that I share with people unless like they're really close to me. It's not something that I want to admit to people. And that's something I still deal with today, especially being in college, especially doing everything I do in college, because college is a very stressful environment. It really will test your weaknesses to a point where there's been times where I've been so overworked that even in the morning, as soon as I get up, I feel anxiety. Like that's the first thing, the first emotion, and it will last a very long time. And that's something that believers, I don't think, talk about enough. And I feel like it's important for everyone to know that it's not abnormal for you to struggle with these things. It's also not abnormal for us to have weakness, praying and praying for the Lord to take away, and He just won't do it. Because I've learned dealing with anxiety is something that has helped kept me dependent on God. It's something that's been in my life for the last 7 years, and I believe it's going to continue to be there, because the Lord's like, you know what, if without this, you will think that you're doing this on your own. Whenever you do things, whenever you accomplish something, it's because of you. And I think that He has that thorn for me, that weakness in my flesh, because you know what, you need to stay connected and dependent on me, and this is how you're going to do it. And I've learned to manage it with God instead of consistently praying for Him to take it away, because I've come to the realization that it's because of anxiety that I do a lot of the things that I do, and it's because of the Lord that they get accomplished. It's because of the Lord where I get to get up in the morning and like have an efficient and productive day. And although it may be stressful, and although I go into situations that I don't always want to do, I do it because God. That's the one that's been the most painful, because it's most personal for me. That's my goal on my blog. I want to share more personal stories, because a lot of people are afraid to share those things that are weaknesses for them, are afraid to share those things that no one else knows. But what we don't realize is that our purpose and our, for example, for me personally, my writing is connected to someone else's breakthrough. So who am I to hold those things back and not share people what I'm going through. Whoever the Lord leads to read it is like, wow, Lord, thank you for this word. It saved me today.
Elizabeth, you are just so incredibly, I mean, you have many gifts, and the way you articulate what God has given you and how your stories will be impactful.
Hey, Purposeful family, I pray you are enjoying this conversation so far and have taken a moment to share it with your circle. Elizabeth is such an incredible young woman, and I am excited to see where the Lord will take her ministry, mission, and career. Her social media and website links are located in the show notes. Please remember you can visit www.OurGivenPurpose.com anytime you want to use these podcasts, devotionals, and other resources as tools to inspire you. We hope you will connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let someone else know you're enjoying this content by posting to your social media pages. Use the hashtag OurGivenPurpose so we can see what you've seen as well. Now, let's turn our attention back to Overcoming by Grace, an interview with Elizabeth Owusu on Our Given Purpose, the podcast.
You said that your word, your purpose, if you had to sum it up, was overcoming. So I'm going to go back to that and ask you, how do you feel as though you have overcome arrogance, anger, pride, or fear?
Fear, just starting this block. It was something that was in my heart to do after a really tough season in the summer. So it was something that the Lord put on my heart since June. And I had so much anxiety, so much fear about putting it out, just walking in your purpose. Because I feel like we do all these things that are our careers, but we don't really sit and think about, Lord, what is our purpose in your kingdom that's going to produce fruit in your kingdom? So I really had to sit and I was like, okay, all right, you told me you started a blog. Okay, who's going to read it? Who's going to care? What am I going to write about? And he's like, he just spoke to me. It was still, I was still afraid. I was. And then the passing of Kobe Bryant. And I remember that happened. I was after church. My friends and I, we went to brunch. It was such a sudden death. They did not wake up that morning and think they were not going to see their families afterwards. And I remember saying, I do not want to leave this earth without fulfilling God's purpose for my life. I do not want it. For tomorrow is not promised. It's not promised to anybody. And although it's scary, and although it gives me anxiety to put my personal life out there, fear allows me to know that, you know what, Lord, this is something that you want me to do, and it's something that needs to be released from me. I need to step out of my comfortability and overcome it through that way. So that's one huge way I've overcome fear, just remembering that the people are not listening to this podcast or reading my blogs to hear from me per se, but to hear word from the Lord. And that's why they're doing that. So that's how I've overcome fear. Less of me and more of him.
Amen to that. While God is enough, he's always enough. Our reason needs to be as big as God. Yeah. So when we are sharing these things, it's like we really do need to, because I feel your introvertism, because I am. we can go back and forth over who's the bigger introvert, because yeah, I will win. But in all honesty, it's like the thing that pushes me forward is knowing that my God is bigger than how I feel. And what you said in that, as far as how you overcame your fear, is that with God.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. That's the big reason. That's the big why we do this. It's for our souls, for our sanity, to know that there is more to life than this life, that there is an eternity. Elizabeth, thank you. I mean, just thank you for what you're doing and bringing awareness to pain, to the thorns, and that God is here to heal them. We may not have them taken away, as you said, that we need to remember that he is still present in the good and the bad. So I think that's really incredibly important. Going back into the fact that you are a college student, would you like to give some advice, any suggestions?
Yeah. So the biggest thing I did before I went to college was I prayed about everything I wanted my college experience to be. Lay the desires of your heart on the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, if you, for example, I went through high school and didn't have the most supportive, godly community. So I was like, you know what, Lord, I want people in my life who are going to be encouraging. I want you to be able, I want you to bring opportunities to me that are going to excel me past college. I want, so the things I wanted, even things, for example, for even things I wanted in a roommate, don't even be afraid to pray about what you want in a roommate. Because I remember the first lady of the church I used to go to, she prayed over the roommate, my roommate, and was like, everything I want in a roommate, she prayed over it. And little, I think a week later, I found like the roommate that she was so kind. She was so nice. We had the best, there was no conflict. It was a good roommate relationship where other people did not have that experience. It was a very unique one to me. So I would say, pray about what you want your experience to be and go in there with the vision. And after you go in there with the vision, get connected to godly community. So get connected to a campus ministry, because that's what's going to keep you centered and grounded. That's what's going to keep you in your routines. That's what's going to keep you going. That's what's going to keep you in your values. Because it's important that when we leave our home and leave our protection of our home, when you go into a new environment, to still remember the values and the fundamentals that you were raised on. And also to connect with other people who have the same purpose as you and who will push you further. Because if your friends are not pushing you, then maybe they don't need to be around you. So I would say pray about what you want, get connected to campus ministry, and enjoy yourself. Because yes, you're in college and yes, it's education. But I think the one thing I did freshman year, I was so focused on school. Like, I remember studying all the time. I think I remember not sleeping that much because I was always studying. I didn't really do a lot of the campus activities. And this my second year, I had a better balance. Because of that balance, I was able to enjoy my college experience. So I would say balance, pray about what you want, and join a campus ministry to get connected to people who are on the same path as you.
You've just actively participated in Overcoming by Grace, an interview with Elizabeth Owusu, founder of Gracefully Broken. This is Season 4, Episode 6. Person of Purpose, what did you hear that made you pause and ponder? Keep this conversation going by sharing this episode with a friend, a college student, or someone you know who is desiring more meaning in this life. I encourage you to use these podcasts as tools to build a support system, as well as rapport within your circles. That synergy is one of God's greatest gifts to us and makes us relational. Elizabeth shared that her thorn is anxiety or fear, and she understands how by cooperating with God, it can propel her forward. Let's use this interview as an example of how we can gain clarity, organize our thoughts, and prepare with God. So for clarity, person of purpose, let's gain some, okay? What is your thorn? Do you have one? Organize. Once Elizabeth of Gracefully Unbroken got clear, she began to walk in her purpose. She started to write. And while she did not mention this during our conversation, I imagine that it was extremely therapeutic and freeing as well. I ask, how will you know what your thoughts are saying if you never write them down? Person of purpose, how can you organize your thoughts once you've gained clarity to produce something that will impact others? Finally, the preparation. Elizabeth, founder of Gracefully Broken, is a college student majoring in political science and sociology. She wants to help lower-income individuals maneuver through the legal system, as well as pray for their specific needs. Elizabeth is preparing to be an advocate by gaining knowledge through higher education. As you are copying your purpose today, ask yourself, how will you be a positive influence within the body of Christ? What steps can you take to prepare yourself to be an advocate, leader, person of godly influence? We hope to support your desire to clarify, organize, and prepare so you are equipped to walk boldly in your purpose. We impact the world by exploring the possibility of God's good plan for us. What if God is completely correct with the purpose He has assigned you? Yeah, I know, game changer, right? Ask yourself and others what it means to live a life of meaningful purpose. We would love to hear your answers, thoughts, concerns, and questions. Connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Our Given Purpose or on Twitter at OGP the Podcast. Use the hashtag Our Given Purpose so others can see what you're doing with intention. All the links will be in the show notes. The seeds are being sprinkled, y'all. Where are they falling? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets, or will they find a home in fertile soil unobstructed by anger, arrogance, pride, or fear? Get the tools out and let's get to work. We've got fruit to grow. Don't forget to check the show notes. Do it now. You've got a smartphone. Subscribe on the platform you're currently listening and share. Share this content, share the love, share the inspiration, and turn it into a conversation. Thank you for being here. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.